There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Speaking of quality, it's time for a little second chance romance.
We're finding love today.
Or not.
Oh, come on now.
You're right. Let's talk to Jake. Hi, Jake.
Hey, good morning. Hey, everybody. How are you?
Hey, morning.
Wow, Jake, you sound very happy this morning.
I'm stoked, except for being, you know, not called back. Otherwise, things are good.
Okay.
Nice.
Well, we'll try not to tamp down your excitement there. welcome to the show. Thank you for emailing Holly. Go ahead and tell us your story, please.
You know, simply put, I met this girl, Lindsay, on a dating app. And we matched and we were texting and finally went out. You know, she's super cute. Her energy is like mine, you know, kind of shot out of a cannon. We ended up going to Holidazzle over the holidays.
Oh, that's a great date.
After that, nothing.
Nothing?
Zero.
Oh. Holidazzle did that to you. Okay.
Right. Well, I figure, you know, it's a good, you know, it's the holiday, you know, it's that time of the year. Even though it was freezing, I was like, hey, maybe give us a chance to warm each other up.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah. Is that what you like about her?
I'm hearing the song you're singing.
I mean, yeah, I mean, she's super hot. Plus, she's like way flirty, which is like my thing.
Okay.
Okay, so anything, what happened at the end of the date? How did it end?
I mean, I don't want to kiss and tell, but we totally did it.
Wow, there wasn't even a comma between I don't want to kiss and tell, but we knocked boots.
Yeah.
I don't mean to be blunt, but are you talking like, oh, God, this day?
It totally did it.
You totally, like, you bumped uglies. Is that what I'm hearing, Jake?
If there was a base to touch, I touched them all more than once.
A doubleheader?
Oh.
Home Alexis. Run.
Alexis!
I'm just supporting what he said. That's what I heard.
Affirming. Affirming, right?
Yes,
Alexis
and.
Is affirming.
Hey.
Oh, wow. So I bet that was fun, but did anything weird in that category or?
No, that's the thing. The date was good. It ended great.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't think anything happened, you know, leading up to it that was awkward. You know, I might have said something stupid, but it seemed like, you know, the way it ended, it was like it must have been, I would just wait. I thought date number two was guaranteed.
Got it.
I don't know how to ask this, so I'm just going to ask this. Because we always, and I know Holly told you, and we put it in the email that we write to you, look inside yourself. You know, we always ask, is there something weird about you that might be... Do you hear... Yeah. So I'm just going to ask, Jake, and please forgive me. But do you have any weird tattoos near your privates? I mean, do you have anything...
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Valid
do you
question.
Have, do you have anything... Like, do you have, like, a green giant and sprout tattoo near it? Or do you have, you know what I mean? Do you have anything weird that would freak her out?
Like a lawnmower?
Yeah.
No, but, I mean, as weird as it might be, it's totally still explainable. So I don't think that's an issue.
Say what?
Oh, God, I want to go home.
Oh, tattoos would be explainable?
Oh, yeah. Tattoos would be explainable.
Oh, okay.
Well,
yeah.
I am loving you. I'll just say that right off the bat.
You totally did.
Yeah, Jake didn't even put a comma on that. Jake, Holly's going to put you on hold, and we're gonna talk to your date and see if we can find some stuff out. Okay, Jake.
Okay. Thank you so much.
No, Jake.
Maybe it's just a misunderstanding.
Okay, go ahead. Hey, Jake, Oscar. Have you seen the Oscar-nominated movie, The Year of the... Anyway.
The bag of...
yeah. Now, all Lindsay knows is she's been on hold. She only knows that we're calling about a date. She doesn't know that she's talking about the doubleheader here. Lindsay, are you there?
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Hi, Lindsay. Thank you for doing this. We really appreciate it. Holly told you, you're live on the air, by the way, that we're calling we're calling on our show about a date, okay? Don't be scared. We're nice. We're nice. We're calling about your date with Jake. Do you know who I'm talking about?
This is about him?
No, I'm not Jake. I'm Jason.
No, but it is about him.
No, but
it is
about him. No, I know.
It is, yes. It's, yeah.
I can't. Like, I just can't. Like,
Okay. Why? What happened?
Okay. His ex started aggressively DMing me. He posted this pic of us, and he tagged me in it. And then the tagging was just slightly annoying because it's like early or whatever. But
yeah, one day.
His account is private, so I just assumed like it's going out to just his friends and it's fine. But like she basically said that they're still together, like still married, separated, but married. So I'm like,
married.
Okay, that's gross. I'm not like what? I'm out.
And you, okay, Lex.
So that's not on his profile anywhere. That he's separated or, so this was.
He said he was divorced and new to dating, which is fair. Like, yeah. I figure like most guys his age have some history, whatever. Okay. I'm fine with that.
Sure.
But he's still legally attached to her and he lied about that, which is like super shady.
Super shady.
Yeah, that is.
Can I ask this, Lindsay? Before that revelation, did you like him?
Yeah, he's a hot guy, but he's like a liar and a hot guy. So I, you know, whatever.
Yeah, that's a bad combination. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Well, Lindsay, you are truthful, upfront, and cool. So we are going to be upfront and truthful with you. We actually, and I'm sorry to tell you this, we actually have Jake on the other line.
And he's heard all of this.
Great. Okay.
I know. It's not our idea. Her name is Amy dot Dan. Anyway, Jake is on. Let's go ahead and put Jake up. Hi, Jake. Say hi to Lindsay.
Hey, Lindsay. What's up?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. You have some nerve. You have some nerve trying to talk to me.
Look, first of all, thank you for saying I'm hot and honest, but I don't know why you think that I would have lied to you. And I said,
you need to be honest about your life status. Like the last thing I need is to get DMs from somebody's ex telling me to get like, she's like, back off. Like I can't deal with that level of drama in my life, but apparently you can. And like, that's something you want.
Now you know why she's my ex. She's a psycho, but I can't stop her from spamming you. And that's what she did. I mean, I can't apologize enough.
Yeah, but you're not divorced. So if you're not being honest about your ex status, what else are you going to be shady about? Like, I just can't deal. Like, just no way. Like, you need to figure out your priorities in your life.
I'm mentally, spiritually divorced. I have physically moved on.
Okay.
Sure, the gavel hasn't rung. It's not a judicial thing yet, but I'm single.
Okay, great. That's good for you. But, like, you have to understand.
I thought we were having fun.
Like, it's an aggressive move to have someone, like, come for you privately, right? And all I did was go on a date with you. So, like, if you can't get that, that's, like, insane. Just, you're not ready to date, period.
I mean, trust me, I'm more than ready to date. We proved that. But I just give me another chance. It's going to be fun.
Oh.
No. No.
Okay.
Whose turn is it?
You should get your life together. Like, this is not
like, I'll take it since cool. I haven't been here in a while. Yeah. hey. Now, don't yell at me. I have to ask this. If you two crazy kids want to get together for another rendezvous, we'll give you a gift card to, like, the Golden Corral or something. Do you guys want to go out again?
I do.
No.
Nope, okay.
No. No, don't take anyone else on a first date until you get it together. Like, that's terrible. Because it's, you, like, this is just, I can't even, like, coming for me on my DMs, like, no.
Yeah.
Look, I understand that, and I apologize she was so aggressive, and I understand you don't want to go on a second date, all right? And that's totally fine. But as far as me being a single man who's pretty much divorced, you know,
maybe
I'm not going to stop
pretty
the rest
much.
Of...
Maybe get divorced. Maybe get divorced. Maybe do that.
I'm divorced enough.
Lindsay, hold on. Lindsay, hold on just a second. Jake, thank you, buddy.
Now. Yeah.
Jake, we're sorry. Lindsay, you hold on just a second. Yeah. Jake, thank you. We're sorry we couldn't make a connection, buddy, but now at least you know.
Yeah.
I appreciate you trying. Thank you so much.
Bye, thanks, buddy. Jake. Okay, Lindsay. Okay, Holly's going to get rid of Jake. Lindsay, we're going to give you both gift cards. so you go out.
Yeah.
You take the gift cards and
take
some friends, take a person that's not married secretly and go have some fun. Okay.
That's so nice of you guys. That's great. Yeah. No, that's good. I feel better. Like, cause this was kind of, what a weird way to start my day, you know, but like,
oh, believe me.
Good morning.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Welcome to our world. Welcome to
Tuesday
our world.
Thursday.
Yeah. Thank you, sweetie. Oh. Holly's going to get your stuff, okay? Lindsay, thank you so much.
Okay, all right. Thank you, guys.
Here's bye, sweetie. Lindsay. Oh. You know what I'm thinking about right now?
What's that, Jace? What you thinking about?
Hawaii. The fact that I didn't have to do this
you didn't
in
have
Hawaii.
To do it. No.
No.
Did we find a love connection while you were gone? I'm trying to think. I don't think so.
No, probably not.
Yeah.